this is a national butterfly census is going to be going on this month?
Yes, this is patterned after the Audubon Society's Christmas bird counts that have been going on for many years. These are called the 4th of July butterfly counts, and they are sponsored now by a group called the North American Butterfly Association.
Now, locally, the count is going to be going on in Oldham County?
That's correct. Close to the little town of Brownsboro, we have been using the same place since 1976 when we had the first one, and the bulk of the coverage will be at the University of Louisville's farm called the Horner Wildlife Sanctuary, which is located there.
And you're inviting volunteers to take part in this?
We invite the public every year to come along just to see what we're doing, to get out in the open and learn a little bit about butterflies from several of us who are pretty experienced with them. And we break up into teams of appropriate size, and one person is a recorder, and we call out the number of each species we find. In other words, we call off the name and then add to the numbers, and then we add all of the numbers together at the end of the day.
Now, why this particular site? Obviously, it's a good place. You've been doing it for a long time, but is this where you can get a really good sample of butterflies?
Yes, it has been very good over the years. I was just looking at our records, and we have 70 different kinds of butterflies recorded in this area over the years, and a total of 26,616 butterflies counted. And last year we had 35 species and only 776 counted. A lot depends on the heat and the condition of the habitat, how far advanced the season is, things like that.
Why is it important to keep to conduct this census?
Well, over the years we've seen a couple of butterflies disappear from our site. It may be that they are just being overlooked, but it could also mean that they are no longer with us there. And also in recent years, we have seen some species that are found in that part of Kentucky late in the season as migrants from farther south. We found them at the time of year when we do the census, which is right around the beginning of July. And for many years before that, we did not see those species, and that could be indicating climate change conditions.
For those who want to take part in the Oldham County count, is there anything they need to bring?
If they wish to come, first of all, we start at 9:30 to 10 at what used to be the Brownsboro Eatery, which is a little store at Brownsboro, just 1 mile from exit 14 on I-71. And we meet in the parking lot for division into groups and orientation. And then everyone should be equipped with a protective hat, a long sleeves, long pants, good walking shoes or boots, and bug repellent, and then, of course, water and lunch. The actual count is from 10 until 3 p.m., but many groups of people who come along just stay for an hour or so, and then they go on home. So there's no requirement that people stay any longer than they wish to. They can drive on home.
And this is open to all ages?
Yes, we encourage young people to come, children. My niece, who is just about 6 years old now, six or seven, was with us last year, and she negotiated the fields there very well.
All right. Well, Professor Covell, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the count.
My pleasure, and thanks for calling.